Ron DeSantis, companies helping Biden release border crossers into Florida will be denied state contracts. By John Binder on November 9, 2021. Governor Ron DeSantis, R., says he will deny state contracts to companies aiding President Joe Biden's administration with its expansive catch-and-release operation that is releasing hundreds of thousands of border crossers and illegal aliens into the United States interior. Last week, DeSantis slammed Biden for resettling a 24-year-old illegal alien, who had successfully duped the administration, posing as an unaccompanied alien child, UAC, in Jacksonville, Florida, who went on to allegedly murder a 46-year-old father of four. During an interview with Tucker Carlson, DeSantis said the murder would have never occurred had the Biden administration not flown the illegal alien to Florida zero and secretive flights, facilitated by the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, and private contractors. So these are flights that are coming in 2 or 3 in the morning, DeSantis said. The feds, of course, control the airspace and they're there on the ground. They take these folks and then they send them to other parts of Florida by bus or other parts of the southeast, and that individual who was murdered was in fact murdered by an illegal alien who was on one of Biden's flights. These midnight flights unannounced, no notice, no support for the state, no ability for us to veto it ahead of time. And if Biden had not been doing that, if he'd been doing his job, that individual would be alive today. Emphasis added. In response, DeSantis said he will deny state contracts to private contractors, which often include bus companies and airlines, who are helping the Biden administration mass release border crossers and illegal aliens into the U.S. interior. I think that they use these private contractors, so what we're looking at is how can we fight back against the contractors, DeSantis said. We can obviously deny them state contracts, which we will do. Can we deny them access to Florida's market generally? Can we tax them? Can we do things to provide disincentives so they can't do it? So we're going to do whatever we can to do it. Unfortunately, they do have the ability to get into these airports because the FAA controls it and the feds really have jurisdiction over it. So we're trying to work with the local airport authority to see if there's a way that we can get around that. But we are going to go after some of these contractors because they are bringing in people. They are causing burdens on us and, as we see, tragically, cause someone to lose their life. Emphasis added. Unofficial totals reveal that Biden has released anywhere from 500,000 to nearly 1 million border crossers and illegal aliens into the U.S. interior since taking office. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.